Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So, welcome to Thursday Night Radio Show, and I'm G-Money, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about the Major League Baseball, the World Series. Let's talk Major League Baseball.
Me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root.
Yes, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Let's talk about the Major League Baseball World Series. That's right. World Series is in full effect. And we got two teams, the American League champions, the Houston Astros, and they're playing against the National League champions, the Philadelphia Phillies. And game one, the Philadelphia Phillies won 6-5. And game two, the Houston Astros won 5-2. And game three was supposed to be scheduled for Monday, but it was rained out. So they didn't play on Monday. So game three was played on Tuesday. And the Philadelphia Phillies won game three on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, the Houston Astros won game four. So now the series is tied up 2 games to 2 games. And the Houston Astros pitched a 2-0 win over the Philadelphia Phillies in game number four, and it was the second no-hitter ever pitched in the World Series. So the Houston Astros won game four 2-0, and they pitched the no-hitter to win the game. So now it's tied up 2 games to 2 games. And I believe that game number five is going to be played today on Thursday. So look at your schedules, look at your TV, and see if Game 5 is played today, and we will know what's going on in the World Series. It's the best of seven, so it's the first team to win four games will be the winners of the World Series. Now, the World Series is tied up 2 games to 2 games. So we'll see what happens. They played 2 games in Philly, and then they played 3 games in Houston. No, they played 2 games. The first 2 games were played in Houston, and the next 3 games is played in Philadelphia. And I think after they play these next 3 games, they will play the next couple of games in Houston again. So that's what it looks like in the World Series. We're down to game number 5. And we'll see what happens in the series in game number 5. So it's four games that have been played in the World Series. It's tied up 2 games to 2 games. I think, let me correct that. 2 games, 1-1, and then Tuesday and Wednesday is 2-2. Yeah, today's Thursday, so today will be game number 5 that will be played today, and we'll see who wins the game to be the go-ahead team in the World Series. All right, well, that's G Money Sports Report for the Major League Baseball. And now, let's talk about the NFL, week number 9 in the NFL. So let's talk National Football League, if you will. All right. The National Football League is going into week number 9, and the game tonight will be game 1 of week number 9. And who's playing tonight, DJ? Can you tell us who's playing the game tonight?
I certainly can. Tonight it's the Philadelphia Eagles playing the Houston Texans in Houston. And they're giving the Texans 14 points.
Ooh-wee! That's a whole lot of points to give a team. But I think Houston is going to need more than 14 points to win the game. I think Philadelphia is going to run all over Houston. Houston's only won 3 games out of the first 9 games. And Philadelphia is undefeated. They're the only team that's still in the NFL that hasn't lost a game. So I think Philly's just going to come out, and they're going to blow Houston out the water. The Houston Texans won't have a chance. So I'm taking Philly, and what's the total points for the game for tonight, DJ?
Total points is 45.
Okay, well, I'm going to take Philadelphia and the over because I know Philly's going to score about 35 points. And Houston may score 2 touchdowns. They may score 14 points. So it'll be a total of about 45, 47 points total. So I'm taking Houston and the over for the, Philadelphia and the over for the win. Philadelphia
All right.
Eagles will be undefeated still after game number one in week number nine. So.
All right, Eagles and Oakland. All right.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, game number two, the Indianapolis Colts play the New England Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Colts 5 points.
Okay. I really think the Indianapolis Colts have a better team than the New England Patriots. But, you know, the Patriots have been playing really good lately. I don't know if they got their defense together or they got a new quarterback or something, but New England Patriots have been on the win. So I'm going to go with the New England Patriots for the win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 40.5.
Okay, 40 points. All right, well, I'm going to take New England Patriots and the under because I don't think New England is going to score a lot of points. I don't think they'll score like 30 points. They may score 20-something. And Indianapolis Colts may score 20-something. So you say it's 44 points total? It'll be less than 44 points.
40 points.
Yeah. It's going to be less than 40 points. It'll be less than 40 because I think if the Indianapolis Colts don't win the game, which means they're going to outscore the New England Patriots, it's going to be a low-scoring game. So I'm thinking it's going to be a low-scoring game. But I'm thinking that the New England Patriots are going to win, but it's going to be a low-scoring game. So it'll be New England Patriots and the under for the win. New England Patriots and the under for the win.
All right. Patriots and under. Game number three, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit, and they're giving the Lions 3.5 points.
And where are they playing? Are they playing in Detroit?
In Detroit.
Or are they playing
in Detroit?
In Detroit. Okay. Well, I'm not really sure what's going on with the Green Bay Packers. I should just say the Packers would win, but they've been having bad problems, inner turmoil within the organization. Aaron Rodgers has been hollering at everybody, telling them that they need to catch the ball when he's throwing them the ball, and he's saying he ain't going to throw to nobody no more. And I don't know how he's going to win a game if he doesn't want to throw the ball anymore. So I don't know if he has any running backs. I think they lost all their running backs. But I don't know. I have no idea how they're going to stack up against the Detroit Lions. I just think Detroit just isn't ready to beat anybody. So I'm going to say I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers, even though they have like three losses within the last 3 weeks. They haven't been winning. So I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers. And what's the total point? It'll be like 38.
Total points is 50.
Something. Total points is 50? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers and the under because the Packers will win, but it's not going to be a shootout. It's going to be a low-scoring game. Detroit won't score a lot of points, and Green Bay has a lot of problems with their receivers. So I don't think they'll score a lot of points. So I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers and the under for the win.
Okay, Packers and under. Game number four, L.A. Chargers are playing the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Falcons 3 points.
Now, that's an interesting game. Atlanta's been playing really good at home, and I like the Chargers a whole lot. They need to get a couple more wins because they had a couple of weeks where they lost like two in a row. But Atlanta's been winning at home. They've been really playing good football in Atlanta. So I'm going to take Atlanta for the win, and the total points is probably about 42 points with the Chargers.
49. Mhm.
They're giving Atlanta a lot of points, and the Chargers will probably. I don't know. I'm going to take Atlanta for the win. I really shouldn't bet against my L.A. Chargers, but I'm going to take Atlanta since they're playing at home for the win. And let's see what Atlanta does at home against a good team like the Chargers. So I'm going to take Atlanta and the under for the win, because I don't think the Chargers and Atlanta is going to score 49 points. That's a whole lot of points. So I don't think they'll score that many points.
All right. Falcons and under. Game number five, Buffalo Bills are playing the New York Jets, and they're giving the Jets 11.5 points.
Yeah. Well, they're playing against the Buffalo Bills. Is that what you said? They're playing against Buffalo?
Right.
And they're playing in Buffalo?
They're playing they're not playing in Buffalo. They're playing in the New York Jets home stadium.
Well, that won't make a difference. Buffalo is still going to beat the hell out the Jets. The Jets have come around, but they're not good enough to mess with the best team in the NFL. Buffalo Bills has the best football team in the NFL to the New York, next to the Philadelphia Phillies, the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 46.
46 points. Okay, well, I'm going to take Buffalo Bills for the win, and I'm going to take the over because maybe the Jets may show up. They may have a good team, a good game. They won't score as many points as Buffalo will score, but they'll be in the game because they've been playing good for the last 3 weeks, but they're playing against a powerhouse team. Buffalo Bills ain't no joke. So I don't think the Jets are ready to be on Buffalo's level. So I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills for the win, and it's going to be the over because they'll probably shut the Jets down, and Buffalo would just score a bunch of points. So I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills and the over for the win.
All right, Bills and over. Game number six, Minnesota Vikings are playing the Washington Commanders in Washington, D.C. And they're giving the Commanders 3 points.
Okay. That's not going to even be a close football game. I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 43.
43. I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings and the over. Because Washington will probably score about 20 points. So the Vikings will score about 25. So they'll win the game by about 7 points. So Washington, they'll play good, but they're not going to play good enough to beat the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are on a roll. So I'm going to take Minnesota and the over for the win. Both of those teams will score a lot of points that game. It'll be a shootout, but it's not going to be close. So Minnesota
and
over.
Vikings and over. Game number 7, Carolina Panthers are playing the Cincinnati Bengals. In Cincinnati. And they're giving the Panthers 7.5 points.
Okay, what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 42.
42 points. Carolina's been playing pretty good lately. And if Cincinnati get their game together, they can blow the Panthers out. But Cincinnati hasn't been playing powerhouse football. They've been messing up. So I'm going to say that I want to take Cincinnati for the win. But the Carolina Panthers have been playing pretty good. So I want to go with Cincinnati for the win. But it's going to be close. I think the Panthers may put up a good fight because they've seemed to improve a lot. They've been playing really good in all of their battles. So, and Cincinnati's been having problems. So, I don't know. I don't know if I should go Cincinnati or go Carolina Panthers. The Panthers have been really showing up. They've been playing really good. But I really like the Cincinnati Bengals. I want to go with the Bengals and the over. Whatever the total points, I'm going to take Cincinnati Bengals and the over because I think they're going to play good against the medium team, the Carolina Panthers. I'm going to give Carolina a whole bunch of credit because I don't think they're that strong of a football team. So they may score 27 points. But Cincinnati should beat them. They should score 30, so it should be 50 points scored in the game. So I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals and the over for the win.
Bengals and over.
Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals and the over, yes.
Right. Game number 8, the Las Vegas Raiders are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, and they're giving Jacksonville 1.5 points.
Oh, they're thinking that's going to be an even game. The Raiders haven't played a complete game since they started this season. And the teams they should be blowing out, they're just barely winning, if they're winning at all. So I don't know if the Raiders have it together yet. And Jacksonville has been really playing ball. So I'm going to go with Jacksonville for the win because the Raiders got beat by the Jets. They got beat by the Cowboys. They're not proven to be a good football team. I'm not going to bet on the Raiders anymore this season. I don't think so. I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars for the win. And what's the total point? They should say it's
total
about
point
42.
Is
38? Oh, yeah. It's going to be a low-scoring game.
48. Right.
Oh. Well, they're giving Jacksonville a whole bunch of credit. They're saying they're going to be a high-scoring game. And they already think that the Raiders are going to be a high-scoring game because the Raiders can score a lot of points, but they just can't finish. That's their problem. They get in the game, and they start winning, and then they fall apart, and they lose in the end. Or they get started in the beginning and start blowing the teams out, and then they fall apart in the end. So, but I'm going to take Jacksonville for the win. I'm not going to bet on the Raiders. I'm going to take Jacksonville for the win, and I'm going to take Jacksonville and the over for the win. Because you said 48 points. Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot of points between Jacksonville and the Raiders. So I'm thinking Jacksonville's going to have a good game. And the Raiders will try to show up. They'll get out there and they'll score a couple of touchdowns. You know, they'll be in the fight. But I think Jacksonville is just, the Jacksonville Jaguars are just really trying to show up. They're really trying to be a football team. So I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the over for the win.
All right, Jaguars and over.
Mm-hmm.
Game number 9. Miami Dolphins are playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago, and they're giving the Bears 4 points.
Okay. That should be a pretty good game. But I think Miami is going to be running full steam because they got their quarterback back, and they got their running backs back, and they got their whole defense back. Yeah. I think Miami, it's not going to be in any competition. The Bears seem to have lost their offense. Their defense is pretty good, but their offense hasn't showed up lately. They've been getting beat because they can't score. So I'm going to take I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins and the over for the win because I think the Bears will try to give them a game, but they won't score a lot of points. It'll be Miami all day long. And total points for the game, it should be about 42. Cause,
five.
Yeah, the Bears aren't going to be a big scoring game, but Miami can score like 50 points. They got a major offense. So I'm going to take Miami, and I'll probably take the over, even though the Bears, I don't think are going to be, I don't think they'll score a lot of points. I think they're going to be low scoring, but I think Miami's going to really shoot them, blow them out. So I'm going to take Miami and the over for the win.
Dolphins and over.
Yeah. and that'll probably be like a 45-point game. Actually, probably be a little more than 45 points.
All right, Dolphins and over. Game number 10 out of 13. The Seattle Seahawks are playing the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona, in Phoenix, and they're giving the Seahawks 2 points.
And where are they playing?
In Arizona.
Oh, okay. Well, Seattle has to travel to Arizona to play. And I think Seattle's going to win. I think Seattle is just playing good football. So they're going to win, because I don't think Arizona's going to be ready to play a good team like Seattle. So I think they'll score, and their offense is pretty decent, but their defense is kind of weak. And Seattle has a strong offense, and they have a strong defense. So maybe it would be a tight game, but I'm going to take Seattle for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 49.
Ooh, that's a lot of points for Seattle and Arizona. I'm going to take Seattle, and I'm going to say Seattle and the under. Because I think Seattle will score like 30 points, and then they'll shut it down. And Arizona may get 10 points, 15 points, and then they'll lose their strength. You know, they'll lose their spirit. Because I think Seattle's just going to break their spirit. So Arizona will just fall apart, because they've been doing that when they've been playing the powerful teams. So I'm going to take Seattle and the under for the win. And you said it was 48 points?
49.
49, yeah. Seattle will score, but I don't know if the Arizona Cardinals are going to score a lot of points. They may be in the fight, but I don't think they'll score a lot of points. But Seattle will be running strong, so I expect Seattle to, you know, score 30 points, and they'll just jump all over Arizona. So, Seattle and the over for the point.
Seahawks and over? Is that what you concluded? Because you said Seahawks and under.
Yeah, I'm going to say, well, you said 49 points, though. Wow. Okay. I'm gonna take Seattle and the over.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna say Arizona's gonna score more than 2 touchdowns. Seattle's gonna score like 4 touchdowns. So it's going to be a shootout with Seattle. But Arizona, I'm not sure if they're going to actually show up. They have problems. Their defense is weak, and their offensive line doesn't block for their quarterback. I don't think Arizona's going to show up and be a give the Seattle team a battle. So I'm going to take Seattle, thinking Arizona may score a couple of touchdowns. And they're going to force Seattle to play really well. So I'm going to take Seattle in the over for the win. Yes. Seattle.
All right,
and
Seahawks
over.
Game number 11, the L.A. Rams are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Rams 3 points.
All right. I'm going to take the Rams because the Rams seem to be in good shape. They're playing good football, but they're playing in Tampa Bay. Tom Brady doesn't have his receivers together. His offense is having major problems. So I'm going to take the Rams. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 42.
42? I'm going to take the Rams and the under for the win because I think the Rams will score. But Tampa Bay, I don't think is going to score a lot of points. I don't think Tom Brady has his offense together. His receivers aren't getting open for him, and his offensive line isn't blocking for him. So I think Tom Brady's going to be running the whole game because the Raiders got a good – I mean, the Rams – got a good offense, got a good defensive line. So they're going to be putting the blitz on Tom Brady. He's going to be running around. And if he can't get his receivers open in time for him to throw the ball, they're going to be sacking Tom Brady the whole game. So I'm going to take the Rams and the under for the win. Because I don't think it'll be a shootout. But I think the Rams will play good enough to beat Tampa Bay. And they're playing in Tampa Bay? Yeah. Yep. The Rams in the under for the win.
All right. Rams in under. Game number 12, the Tennessee Titans are playing the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're giving the Titans 12.5 points.
I'm taking Kansas City and the over. It's not going to even be close. Kansas City's going to beat up on the Titans. The Titans may show up and play good for one quarter, but after that, they're going to fall apart. And Kansas City's just going to run crazy on their offense. So I think they're going to – Kansas City just has too much firepower. Their offense is just too strong. Their quarterback runs, and the quarterback can throw. He got like five receivers, and he got two running backs that run. Man. Kansas City's just going to be too strong for who are they playing? You said the Titans?
Tennessee, right.
Tennessee, yeah. They're just too strong for Tennessee. I don't even think – I'm surprised Tennessee won against the Indianapolis Colts. I think that was an upset for real. I don't think the Tennessee Titans, I think they've won like three games all season. And the three games they won was like an accident. Because I don't think Tennessee
They definitely won. They definitely won their last two games. Last week they beat the Texans 17-10, and the week before that they beat the Colts 19-10.
Yeah, and I'm surprised they beat the Colts. But the Houston Texans, they're really sorry. And they didn't even score more than 19 points. You know, I would think Tennessee would have run up a bunch of points against the Houston Texans. And then in Carolina, the Indianapolis Colts, I don't know what they were doing, what they were tripping on, because they had just come off with two good wins for them to go and play Indianapolis and lose. But they didn't even score any points against Indianapolis. Said they scored 19 to 10 or 19 to 11? That's nothing. That means Indianapolis didn't have any firepower at all. And I'm really surprised at that because they started off the season strong. But, yeah, Tennessee Titans beat them. Tennessee was a powerhouse team a couple years ago, but they lost their power because they were in the AFC, in the playoffs for the AFC wild card. But I don't think they'll make the AFC wild card this year because I don't think they'll win any more AFC games. So I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans. Who are they playing against again? I forgot.
The Titans are playing Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City, yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about it. Kansas City all the way. Kansas City and the over for the win. Yeah, Tennessee won't even be in the same park. All right.
Okay.
That should be game number 12.
That is. And next Monday night's game is the Baltimore Ravens playing the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. And they're giving the Saints 2.5 points.
I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens and the over. Even though the Saints have been playing pretty good the last couple of weeks, they've been improving a lot. But I don't think their offense is coming around, but I still don't think they have a good defense. So I don't think they can hang with the Baltimore Ravens. Because Jackson's going to be running all over the place, and he's going to be throwing. He got receivers, and he got running backs. He's going to be running all over the place. So I don't think the Saints will be able to keep up with him. So I'm going to take Kansas City and the over for the win. And that's Monday night, too. Yeah, Kansas City's going to show out on national TV.
So it's the Baltimore Ravens playing the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, okay. Baltimore Ravens. Still, Baltimore Ravens is still going to outplay the Saints. So Baltimore Ravens is Jackson. Yeah, okay. I had the right quarterback. I was just thinking Kansas City. But Baltimore got a lot of firepower. Jackson got receivers. He got running backs. Plus, he can run. And the Saints, they really haven't set up their offense yet because they lost their quarterback last year. And their running backs have been down and out. And their defensive line has been really hard. And I don't think they have a good defensive backfield. So, I don't know. The Saints won, though, last week, didn't they?
They did. They beat the Raiders 24-0.
Oh, well, that wasn't nothing. Okay. And who did they play the week before that?
The week before that, they lost to the Cardinals
42-34. Oh, see. They let the Cardinals score 42 points on them. Whoa, that's really bad. Okay. So what's the Saints record out of the seven games? But we at week number nine, so they got eight games.
Eight games. Saints are three wins and five losses. And so in the NFC South, it's the Falcons, Atlanta Falcons with the record of 4-4. In second place, Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a record of 3-5. In third place, the New Orleans Saints, also with a record of 3-5. And in fourth place, the Carolina Panthers, 2-6.
And they're in the NFC South. Oh, the NFC South. I thought the Eagles were in the NFC East. They're not in the same league with the Cowboys.
Yeah, they are in the NFC East. It's the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Washington Commanders.
Right. Okay. And so, you're saying that the Saints are in the NFC South.
That's correct.
So, okay. So you said that who is in the NFC South? What teams are in the South?
Atlanta Falcons, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, New Orleans Saints, and Carolina.
Okay. Well, they got the Falcons is a pretty good team. I think the Falcons is in first place in the NFC South. And then you got
Tampa Bay and the Saints, who are tied for second. And then you have the Carolina Panthers in fourth, essentially.
Carolina Panthers are in fourth place in the NFC South. What's the Carolina Panthers record? They only got two wins?
They have two wins, exactly. Two wins and six losses.
Yeah, see, they're not really a powerhouse football team, so you can't count on them to beat anybody. Okay. Oh, and they're getting ready to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Did we just go through that? Tampa Bay is playing the Carolina Panthers. Who's the Panthers getting ready to play? They're getting ready to play the Eagles. I mean the Atlanta Falcons.
No. The Panthers are playing Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So
We were just talking about the Panthers because they're at the bottom of the NFC South, but the Saints are in the NFC South. That's the game we're actually talking about, the Baltimore Ravens and the New Orleans Saints. And the Ravens, who are in the AFC,
in AFC. AFC.
Yeah, they're in the AFC North. Right.
And they're first place.
So they're going to
in the AFC.
Right. They're going to be playing in the third place team in the NFC South. So that's what we're talking about. So Ravens versus the Saints. You're saying it's going to be the Ravens, and the total points is 48. So will it be over or under?
It's going to be over. Because they're going to score a lot of points. They're going to beat up on the Saints. But I'm surprised. I think we were talking. When I picked the Carolina Panthers, I think they were playing the Atlanta Falcons. And I was saying that that should be a close game because the Carolina – oh, maybe it wasn't the Falcons. It was the Carolina Panthers are playing the Arizona Cardinals. Isn't that who they're playing this week? And I said it's going to be a close game, but neither one of them can score a lot. Because they both got problems in their offense and their defense.
So the Panthers are playing the Bengals, and the Cardinals are playing the
Bengals.
Seahawks.
Okay. Okay. So it was the Bengals that I was saying having offensive problems, and they'll play against the Panthers, and it could go either way because the Panthers have a team that can score, but their defense isn't very good. And if they play the Cincinnati Bengals and the Bengals get their offense together, it'll be a runaway. The offense, the Cincinnati Bengals can beat the Panthers. But if they don't get their defense together, then the Cincinnati Bengals can beat the Panthers. So, I don't know. I think Cincinnati will be strong enough to beat the Panthers.
Okay.
I think Cincinnati will be strong enough to beat the Panthers. But that's going to be an interesting game. I'm going to be curious to see what the outcome is. And I think I said, did I pick the Cincinnati Bengals and the under for that team? Because I don't think Cincinnati is going to score a lot of points, and I don't think the Carolina Panthers are going to score a lot of points. So did I say Cincinnati and the under?
Well, total points is 42. Total points is 42,
okay.
And you pick Cincinnati and over.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking. I don't know. I'm thinking the Carolina Panthers are going to score some points because they've been scoring, even though they're in the bottom of their division. But they've been scoring. I'm really thinking that they're better organized and they got a better offense and a defense than the Cincinnati Bengals. But I'm thinking Cincinnati, they got a better quarterback. And if they play good, then they should win. Cincinnati should win. It shouldn't even be no competition. But if Cincinnati doesn't play well, then the Carolina Panthers can outscore them because they got a scoring offense. They can score. Look at some of the games that the Carolina Panthers played. They were winning like 27. I mean, they scored 27 points. They scored 22 points. They scored 30 points. So they've had games where they have high scoring. And I think if they score a lot of points, they will beat up on somebody, Cincinnati or Arizona or, you know, some of those teams. But anyway, I've already made my pick. I'm taking Cincinnati in the over. But I'm really thinking that that's going to be a low-scoring game. because I think Cincinnati's defense is going to shut the Carolina Panthers down. So Carolina will score a couple of touchdowns, but it won't be a runaway. So that should be an interesting game to see. Okay, well, that's G Money Sports Report for today, November 2nd. Is today the 2nd? No. The 3rd, the
November
4th.
3rd.
Today is
November
the 5th.
3rd.
Today's
November
3rd. 3rd? Oh, okay.
Yep.
November 3rd. Wow. Okay. November 3rd. Yeah. All right. November 3rd, 2022. All right. Well, I'm G Money, and I'm the pimp comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you before we take a commercial break. You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring, and they put it on the Braille reading list, and they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Oh, I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There were two men that were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. They were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees, and they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground, and they ran into a bear, and one man bent down and took his boots off and put his tennis shoes on and tied them up real tight, and the other man said, "What are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And he said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! Okay, DJ Papa D, let's play a song. Well, let's continue with the radio show. Commercial breaks and some music. Play Big Bank Take Little Bank. I haven't heard that one in a while. So play that, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game. And we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, "Wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping." I went to sleep behind the wheel.
Bank, track, metal, bank.
money. And I count it again, and I pull out another dollar. And I ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people are just going crazy.
Big bang, track, metal bang. 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 Big bang, track, metal bang.
And I would act like I was going to give them some money. I'd count out like $10 or $20. And I'd go to hand it to them. And then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang, track, metal bang. 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 Big bang, track, metal bang.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100. Style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can hear what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for blog, for entertainment of the year for 2022. I kind of lost my place there. All right. Yeah.
You dig it.
Well, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I am the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. The Gregory's Stories on Thursday's radio show. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story that I want to share with you. And it goes like this. There was a man that had bought 600 acres of farmland, and he was out farming, and he was planting his crops and everything, and he spent all day in the sun planting his crops. And when it got evening time, he stopped planting, and he went and sat down on his front porch on his house, and he watched the sunset. He drank a couple of beers, and he was relaxing on his front porch, and he was watching the sunset in the west. And there was a car, a truck, that came down the highway and pulled onto his property and drove all the way up to his porch. And the guy got up out of the truck, and he said, "Howdy, neighbor. I wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood. My name is Bob, and I want to welcome you to the neighborhood as you're a new neighbor of ours. And I want to welcome you to the neighborhood." And the farmer said, "Well, thank you, neighbor. I appreciate that. That's very neighborly of you to come down here and invite and to welcome me to the neighborhood. You're the first one that has recognized that I'm new to the neighborhood." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "I wanted to invite you to a party that I'm holding in your honor at my house. So I want to invite you, and I want you to show up at my party." And the farmer said, "Well, that's really good. Yeah, that sounds exciting." And then Bob said, "Yeah, it's going to be a lot of food. It's going to be a lot of smoking. It's going to be some drinking. It's going to be some fucking. and it's going to be some fighting. Oh, it's going to be a wang-dang-doodle of a party. And the guy said, all right, well, that sounds like it's going to be a real good party. I don't want to miss it. So what's the dress code so that I know that I can come dressed appropriately for the party? And I don't want to stand out. So I want to blend in with everybody, and I want to be just like everybody else. And the rancher, Bob said, well, it really doesn't matter because what you wear, because it's just going to be me and you at the party. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a man that was stranded on an island with two other guys. And when the water came in by the shore, one of the men saw a bottle floating in the ocean, and he swam out to get the bottle. And when he picked the bottle up, he swam back to shore, and he was wiping the bottle off as he was walking on the land, and a genie popped out of the bottle. And he said, for releasing me from my prison, I will grant you 3 wishes. And the guy said, oh, okay, 3 wishes? He said, well, I wish that I was back at home in my house, and I want to have a brand new 2-story house, and I want to have a brand new car at my house. And the genie snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. And then the other two men were sitting there, and the genie walked up to him and told him, you have 2 wishes left. And one of the guys said, my turn, I want to go next. And he said, okay. And he said, I want to be back at my house, and I want to have a brand new 2-story house. Plus, I want 2 brand new cars. And I want my wife and my kids to be at my house. And the genie said, okay. He snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. And then the genie looked at the last man and said, do you have a wish? Because you have 1 wish left. And the man said, oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about anything that I'd want to wish for. So I don't know. And the genie said, all right, take your time. I'm not going anywhere. You got plenty of time to think about a wish. And the guy said, oh, okay. So he was walking around the desert island. And every now and then the genie would ask him, have you thought of a wish yet? And the man said, no, I still haven't thought of a wish. I don't know what I want to wish for. And the genie said, okay, take your time. I'm not going anywhere. So you have time to think about your wish. And the man said, okay. And he was walking around, and the genie was following behind him. And he was walking around, and every now and then the genie would say, do you have a wish? And the man would say, no, I haven't thought about a wish. I don't know what I want to wish for. And the genie said, okay, no problem, no pressure. I'm not trying to rush you. You got time. And then the man was walking around, and then one day he just said, you know what? I'm really bored around here. I wish my friends were back. I miss them so much. And the genie said, that's your 3rd wish. And he snapped his fingers. And the 2 men that had been snapped off of the island were back on the island again. And the 3 of them were together again. And the moral of the story is, be careful what you wish for, because you may get it. Woo! I'm G-Money. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, as it should have been $5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries and I got a drink, right? $5.02.19 is $7.19, so they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos, Dexter. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
Or anything.
So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and we could he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Gregory's Stories on Thursday afternoon radio show. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I have a short story I want to share with you. There was a husband and wife that were married, and the wife got up to go to the bathroom, and she sat down on the toilet and got stuck on the toilet. She tried to pull herself up, but she couldn't stand up. She was stuck on the toilet. So she called her husband in to help pull her off the toilet. And he came over and tried to pull her off the toilet. And he couldn't pull her off. And he said, well, I'll call the plumber. I know the plumber has some tools that he can use to get you off of the toilet. And she said, okay, call the plumber. And so he went in and he called the plumber. And he told the plumber that his wife was stuck on the toilet, and he was unable to pull her off the toilet. And he asked if the plumber had some tools that he could use to help pull him off puller off the toilet. And the plumber said, yeah, I think I have something to help her with. And he said, all right. And the plumber said, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And the husband walked back into the bathroom, and he told the wife that he just got off the phone with the plumber, and the plumber was on his way. And then he noticed that his wife had her pants down around her ankles, and all of her private parts were showing. Well, he didn't want the plumber to come in and see his wife on the toilet with all of her pants down around her ankles and all her private parts showing. So he went in the bedroom, and he brought a big hat, and he put it on his wife's lap to cover her private parts. And then the doorbell rang, and the husband told his wife, I think that's the plumber, so let me go let him in. So the husband goes to the door and opens the door, and it's the plumber. And he leads him into the bathroom. And he says, see, there's my wife, and she's stuck on the toilet. Do you think you have something that can help her get off the toilet? He said, yeah, I got some tool that I can help get her off the toilet. But the man under that little hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. Ah, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, I recorded a story for the listening audience. So do you have a story that you can share with the audience? One of the stories that I recorded for the listening audience? Can you play that story now? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute, and some music in a minute. You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. And I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. And I liked her daughter, and her daughter liked me, but her daughter was real light-skinned. And I was real dark-skinned. So her mother had a problem with me dating her daughter. But I could go over there and visit, and her mother didn't have a problem with me sitting outside on the front porch and talking to her daughter. So I would sit out there with her daughter when I got home from school, and I would visit for a couple of hours. And before I left, I would get a kiss before I left, and I would be all happy and stuff, and I would ride home. Well, one day, I was at her house. I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. See, right down the street from her house, right around the corner from my high school, on Rosecrans Avenue, they had a skating rink called Rosecrans Skating Rink. And I decided I wanted to go to the skating rink. So I asked her mother if I could take her to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate. So we'll be back about 8 o'clock. And her mother said, okay. So we jumped on the back of my motorcycle and I rode to the skating rink, which was just that. It's like 3 blocks from her house. So I pulled up in the parking lot, and it was a few people coming to the skating rink, not many boys from my high school, but it was a lot of kids from the neighborhood and from the public schools that went to the skating rink. So we parked my motorcycle, and I locked the steering column on my motorcycle, and we went into the skating rink. And we got our skate, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And she was like, wait a minute, you're skating too fast for me. So I slowed up, and I slowed down, and I waited for her to catch up with me. And I held her hand, and we just skated real slow around the skating rink. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. And she was getting the habit, getting the skating down. She was really starting to get good at skating. So we would go every week, and we would skate for the evening skating rink. And we would skate until like 8 o'clock, and then we would turn in our skates, and we would go home. And I would take her home, and her mother would be at the front door when we pulled up, because she would hear my motorcycle coming down the street, and she would come outside and meet us, and she was really happy that her daughter was coming home smiling and grinning. It was a good date. So I was having a good time with my girlfriend. And we would skate every week. We would go to the skating rink. And I was getting real fancy on the skate. And she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing my legs, and I was doing fancy skates. And then when we skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on a backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love because my girlfriend was skating with me, and I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skating rink that were liking the way I was skating, and they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate doubles. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with them. You can skate doubles with them. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate doubles, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning, spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate, so let's skate. And I was skating, and they were like, oh, you want to skate fast? And I said, yeah, but we're going to put some spins in and put some twists in, and I'm going to crisscross it up. And I was skating all fancy, and the girls were like, oh, you skate so well. And I said, yeah, baby, I could do pretty good. I'm a pretty good skater. I've been skating a long time. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. All these girls wanted to skate with me, but, you know, I just wanted to get up and show out a little bit, because you were watching me. I know you were. You saw me crisscrossing and skating backwards and twisting it up. And she was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, but I can't skate like that when I'm skating with you. So skate that good, and I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice, but I like watching you skate. And I said, okay, well, if you don't mind, then when I come here, I'll skate with you, and then I'll skate a couple of times with the girls that come ask me to skate. And she said, yeah, I don't mind, because I like to watch you skate. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rosecrans. It was a good skating rink for us to skate at. And I enjoyed myself very much. And it was fun. I hope you're enjoying my story about me being a skater, because I used to cut it up at the skating rink. Man, I could move. And I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skating ring, skate floor, I could do it all. And I had a buddy that his daddy owned a skating ring down on Washington Boulevard. That's down in South Central L.A. We used to go to the skating rink, and he was a real good skater because he had been skating since he was like 4 years old. So he was a real good skater. His name was David. Man, David could skate. David would get out there and spin around and skate backwards, and he could skate real slow and real fancy, and then he'd spin around and skate forward. And he could crisscross, and he could spin. Oh, he was doing the most on the skating rink. But I was pretty good, too, so I was right behind him. We were skating in the ring together, and we'd go skating around. And any girl that fell, you know, we'd skate up to her and pick her up and help her get to the side of the rink so she could hold herself up, and we'd skate off. And we'd skate around, and he was like a security, so he would walk, he would skate around and help everybody out. But I was just skating real fast because I was a fancy skater, and I was doing the most, spinning around and doing full splits and doing all kind of skating moves. Boy, I was really, I would skate on my tiptoes. And then I'd skate on the back of my wheels. Oh, yeah, I had all kind of moves. Well, I was pretty good. But I was young then, too. You know, I was a high school student. So, you know, I wasn't too old to be moving and grooving like I am now. Now I'm kind of old. I don't know if I can move like that. But I did it anyway. And I moved from skating down on West on Washington at the Washington skating rink. I went down to the bowling alley complex where my mama used to bowl. It was called Midtown Bowl, and they had World on Wheels skating rink down there. And I went to World on Wheels, and I went in there, and David was working as a skate patrol. Because I told you, David skated real good because his daddy owned Washington skating rink. So he got a job at World on Wheels because they had more girls down on World on Wheels. So he'd go to World on Wheels and we'd be skating. And I got in free because I knew David and he got me in. So I would get in and I'd be skating around and all. Oh, I was doing all my fancy tricks and stuff. And they had a lot of skaters because that was in South Central L.A. So they had a lot of fancy skaters. They had guys and girls that go to the skating rink all the time. And they would be skating up a storm. So I was learning all the new little skating tricks.
and I was doing the best I could do, but I was learning all the new tricks, so I was getting to be pretty good on skates. I could always skate backwards, and I could crisscross, and I could skate on my front wheels and then skate on my back wheels. I was really good. I could twist. I was good. So I was skating real fancy down at World on Wheels. Yep, I used to hang out down there, and it was pretty good until I got to be a little older, and then I didn't go to the skating ring anymore.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Candle on my birthday cake, we're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake, I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
This is that song. It's time to shut the show down for today. So I hope everybody enjoyed Thursday's radio show. We'll be back on the air tomorrow to end the week for our Friday afternoon show. But before we go, we're going to acknowledge all the people that are celebrating their birthday today on November 3rd, 2022. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays from any of my fans or the followers of the radio show or any of my, anybody that we know that's celebrating their birthday today?
Yes, we do. Here are the birthdays for November 3rd. Happy birthday to Jesse Kirk. Happy birthday to Jade Smith. Happy birthday to Erica Pratt. Happy birthday to Vanita L. McMurray. Happy birthday to Tara Cunningham. Happy birthday to Joe Nathan Saunders. Happy birthday to Christopher Johnson. Happy birthday to Kelly Bryant. And last but not least, happy birthday to Robin Therese. So that's it. Happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, November 3rd, 2022.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. May they get some good presents and some good gifts from those that love them and care about them. May their day be full of joy and happiness as they've been blessed by God to have a beautiful day and be blessed by the Lord and Savior for having the life after death. So until then, I want to wish them happy birthday to you. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a birthday greeting that I want to sing for you today. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May you have many, many more, and you have many more days like today, because it's your birthday. And may you have the grace and glory to celebrate your birthday today. Amen. 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 Happy birthday to you. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow as we celebrate your birthday today. All right. Well, happy birthday to you. Oh, I'm kind of hoarse. I can't really sing today, but it's all right. I wish you the best that you can have for your birthday. So may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And I will talk to you tomorrow on our radio show for Friday to end the week. I hope you had a great Halloween weekend. This week on Monday, it was Halloween. So I hope the end of your October went well. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. talking to you as Reverend G. Munch, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together, among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, pick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert first. The camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Chrissy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black see you. I'm Dream Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me savoir faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say I rap on a microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp dummy. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody, heard me?